RFK, FDA making lots of progress on first baby formula review in decades. By Olivia Rondo on June 13, 2025. Washington, D.C., the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is making lots of progress on improving the quality of baby formula. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said Wednesday. Speaking to reporters at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., just before the opening night of Les Miserables, the Make America Healthy Again advocate said that an FDA panel was just held on the topic the week prior. "We're going to make sure that every mother in America knows that her baby formula is the highest quality they can possibly get, and that her children are safe, and that we have lots of it, so that there's no shortages." Kennedy launched Operation Stork Speed, a project aimed at expanding options for safe, reliable, and nutritious infant formula for American families, in March. A social media announcement from the secretary explained that the FDA will use all resources and authorities at its disposal to make sure infant formula products are safe and wholesome for the families and children who rely on them. "Helping each family and child get off to the right start from birth is critical to our pursuit to make America healthy again," he added. The panel that met in D.C. last Wednesday was stocked with experts who have been investigating the science behind infant nutrition for years. Dr. Roger Clemens, from the Keck School of Medicine at UCLA, told CNN. Another panel member, Dr. Thomas Brenna, from the Dell Medical School at the University of Texas at Austin, said an update on formula is quite overdue, as the last comprehensive FDA review was released in 1998. In that review, the FDA called for a reevaluation of the fatty acids in infant formula within 5 years because of all the studies that were going on in the 1990s. "I was one of the people doing them," Brenna said. "And so here we are in 2025, and much needs to be discussed." Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.